Factor bullcrap of the year, by the way, because Tom and I, one of us will be missing over the next 2 weeks.
That's right. So this is
actually the last week of the year we can play, right? Because you and I will be here. Seth will be gone.
We need a moderator.
Yeah, you need an independent.
Oh, that's true. I'd see the answers, wouldn't I?
Get somebody. You could get somebody to come in and fill in.
No, Tom's kicked my butt enough this year. I'm looking forward to a reset in 2014.
That's exactly right. Come the new year, we reset. The score goes back to zero.
Seems like you said that last January too.
Yeah, Tom has won handily 2 years in a row.
We'll fix that. All right, because Christmas is right around the corner, less than a week away. Today's subject matter will be Santa Claus and Christmas trees. Are you ready, gentlemen?
Santa Claus is white. Oh, wait. I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
and you thought I was... Never mind. All right, so here we go. Statement number one, fact or bullcrap.
Yeah.
The first time Santa visited a mall or a department store was in 1948. Fact or bullcrap?
Now, wait a minute.
Wasn't
the movie Miracle on 34th Street before that?
I think it's before that, too. I think this is bullcrap.
Yeah, I'll say bullcrap as well.
It is bullcrap. A Massachusetts business owner by the name of James Edgar is credited for coming up with the idea in 1890. Santa was a bachelor until the mid-1800s. Fact or bullcrap?
Mrs. Claus?
You mean fictionally, okay.
What do you mean fictionally?
Well, not the real Saint Nick we're talking about.
Well, Mrs. Claus is not a part of early Christmas stories. Someone must have said we can't have a guy up there with all those elves.
Oh, jeez.
I think this is fact.
Where do you think the Christmas stockings came from?
Mrs. Claus is an add-on. This is fact.
All right, I'm going to agree. Fact.
Yeah, it is a fact. Mrs. Claus was first mentioned in a short story in 1849. She became well-known, of course, after she was included in the popular poem published in 1889.
I just got done reading that for our Christmas in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. 'Twas the night before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. You didn't need any help? You did
all
right?
Mm-mm.
All right, good. People have been writing about Santa's reindeer since the early 1700s. Fact or bullcrap?
I don't think we really knew what reindeer were in the 1700s. No one had really explored up there. I think this is bullcrap.
I'm going to say this is fact.
It is indeed bullcrap. They were introduced in Clement Moore's 1822 poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas.
Really? That's the first time they were ever mentioned?
Which is commonly referred to as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Wow.
Rudolph, however, was not introduced until 1939.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Rudolph is an add-on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Statement number four. Because of the different time zones, Santa actually has 31 hours to deliver all of his presents. Fact or bullcrap?
I remember asking these deep questions when I was a kid.
Sure.
So if the globe spins in one direction, but Santa travels in the other.
It's magic.
And there's the international dateline and whatever. I was very concerned about this issue when I was younger.
I'm going to say that this is bullcrap.
I think this is bullcrap, too.
It's fact.
Ah. As it has been discovered by physics, it's estimated that it is 4.2 million homes every hour. Yes, that's exactly right.
All right, fact or bullcrap? Canada has given Santa his own zip code. Canada has given Santa his own zip code. Fact or bullcrap?
They've claimed the North Pole. I thought the Russians did that.
No, Canada is saying it's theirs.
This would make sense because post offices get letters to Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
What do you do with them? If they had their own zip code, you'd have a way of categorizing them that, okay, they don't go into the regular mail stream or whatever. I think this is fact.
I'll agree. Fact.
It is fact. The address is Jolly Fat Man.
It is not.
Well, okay. It's Santa Claus, North Pole, H0H0H0. Ho, ho, ho.
That's very cute.
All right. We
Canada
now move.
Does use letters in their zip codes.
Of course, don't forget the A at the end.
A.
Way to go, eh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we are halfway through.
I'm behind by one.
Fact or bullcrap, it's been spellbinding so far.
Yeah.
And we now take up the issue of Christmas trees. Fact or bullcrap, people have been buying Christmas trees since the 1500s.
Buying being the operative word there instead of going out and cutting it down. No, I would say that is bullcrap.
I'm sure in the 1500s, the idea of paying someone else for a tree instead of just taking your axe or your saw and taking what? Mm. Yeah, this is bullcrap.
It's fact.
There were tree lots in the 1500s.
The Germans
at the Citgo station, of course.
Yeah, the Germans started selling them in 1530s. Yeah, we have ways of making you enjoy Christmas.
There are just under 2,000 Christmas tree farms in the United States. Fact or bullcrap?
You know, I just read this the other day somewhere. The amount, I think it was right around 2,000. You're first, though.
I think it's more than that. I think this is bullcrap.
I'm gonna try to go for the tie here. I'm gonna say fact.
It's bullcrap.
Ah!
There are over 15,000 Christmas tree farms.
Wow.
Around 315 million Christmas trees are currently growing on 350,000 acres of land. Fact or bullcrap? Lowe's. Do you guys know what Lowe's is?
Like a Home Depot.
It's like a Home Depot,
yeah,
or Menard
scale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Target versus Walmart.
Exactly.
Lowe's
Jimmy
versus
Johnson's,
Home Depot.
Jimmy Johnson's main sponsor.
There you go. Lowe's sells more Christmas trees in the U.S. than any other retailer. Fact or bullcrap?
We're talking artificial trees now, huh?
I said Lowe's sells more Christmas trees in the United States than any other retailer.
I think that Lowe's actually gets them both ways, because you can buy a live Christmas tree at many of the big box home retail stores, and I bet Lowe's does a big business in artificial trees too. I think this is fact.
Well, I got to start catching up here because I'm down two and we're running out of questions, so I will disagree. I'll say bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. Home Despot is the one that sells the most. They sold 2.6 million trees last year. Tom threw you off. There's no mention of artificial.
Okay.
All right.
It's 5-4. I leave.
5-4. All right.
Two questions left.
Statement number four. Christmas trees are grown in all 50 states. Fact or bullcrap? All 50.
Really? A New Mexico Christmas tree? An Arizona Christmas tree?
They have, you put salsa in the base.
They have mountains there, and they have snow, so that could be...
They grow cactus there. They don't grow pine trees.
That could be legitimate. I'm thinking Hawaii, Florida.
A Douglas fir from Hawaii? A beautiful pine tree from Alabama?
You know, this is just stupid enough to be true, although I can't believe Florida grows Christmas trees. I'm gonna say this is bullcrap.
I think this is bullcrap also.
It's fact.
Ah! I knew it!
They are grown even in Hawaii. And by the way, Florida is a huge pine tree producer. Huge
pine tree
producer. Yeah.
Up in the north part, huh?
No.
The piney woods?
Nope. All over the place. A buddy of mine, Central Florida's got a huge pine, a huge bunch of land. And he plants pine trees and grows pine trees and gets a tax deduction and sells the timber for a hefty profit. All right, anyway, yes, they grow them even in Hawaii. The states that produce the most trees are Oregon, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Washington. 80%, however, of fake trees come from?
Florida.
China.
Of course.
AmeriCorisma. All right. Last
I go
one.
First, I lead by one.
Lead by one. Here it goes. On average, it takes 4 years for a Christmas tree to grow to the ideal height of 6 to 7 feet. 4 years to get to 6 to 7 feet. Fact or bullcrap?
Takes longer than that. Bullcrap.
You know, I would tend to agree with you, but I've got to disagree just to try to get the tie. So I'll say fact.
It's bullcrap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boom.
Was it 7 years? Did they give the
amount? It takes anywhere from 10 to 15.
10 to 15, yes.
Yeah, seven and up to 15. Yeah.
Tom wins for the year, 21 to 18.
Congratulations, my friend. It has been a wonderful, wonderful experience. I hope you've enjoyed playing. You win, as being the champion for the year, an opportunity to come back after your vacation.
Gee, thanks. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And don't forget, your Christmas bonus is on your desk. It's a box of brand new large paper clips. WSAU will be right back.
Are you spending most of your free time trying to weed out toys that have high levels of lead? Don't you wish you could forget about that and just buy the toys your kids love? Well, now you can. New from Hazmat, Letty the Pull Toy.
Letty the Pull Toy? Wow!
Letty contains 5 times the amount of lead as Zuzu Pets.
Mommy, I can't lift my right arm.
Well, can you lift your left arm?
Yeah.
Then go clean your room with that one. Jeez.
It's like breaking an old-fashioned thermometer and sticking it in your mouth.
Mommy, My lips are blue.
With Letty, no need to spend extra cash on toys that glow in the dark. Your kids will.
I don't feel so good.
Letty the Pull Toy from Hazmat.
Where'd you get this, Mom? China?
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.